Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 314, part 2, the conclusion to Children. Today is Sunday, October 20th, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Come on now. And so they're on a perpetual wheel of guilt, because they didn't do right. And then they're guilty, and then they go back and they receive grace, and then they go to the law again, and they get built up, and they go back and forth, and they are a mess, folks. They are total confusion to the body of Christ, and not only that, they send out a mixed message, like a lot of times governments do, mixed message to their people. Right now, we need a leader. Not that our leaders aren't doing everything they can, because they can only do so much. But the world right now is crying out for a leader. And you know who's mixing in that crowd? The devil's side. The self-righteous people are on one side, and the people that are saved by grace on the other hand are over here. And there's a choosing up between the sheep and the goats. And friends, are you listening on the radio, the legalist that's always on the backs of the grace people? I'll tell you something right now. Repent and recognize that you're a sinner all the way to the bottom of your toes, and just say, I'm only saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to die a nasty sinner saved by grace. But while I'm here, I'm going to do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and give it over. Because the world right now is open for a leader. And that leader, it says, the devil is going to come on the scene. And I think a lot of self-righteous people won't recognize that. Finally, we got some. And then it says, Jesus will come and gather up his own. The people that know where they're at. Do you know where you're at today? Well, be like a child. Imperfect. wholly dependent upon the Father. One that can admit, yeah, I make mistakes. And be childlike, but not childish. Oh, what a message we send out when we get into mixed messages. Are you hearing this? Yeah, I said it, and I'm glad that anyone that does not come under God's grace, it simply means he has not repented yet. He hasn't. You can't repent until you realize how totally lost you are, and they don't really realize how totally lost they are, or they wouldn't be judging anybody else. And so they will act childish like the Pharisees and the lawyers, and they will never, never, ever mature past arguing. People, mature yourself past arguing. Do not argue God's message of free salvation. You are entering into childish things. The Bible says, do not get into vain discussions about the Word of God. Don't get into that. Simply do the work. Simply feed the widow. Simply clothe the children. Simply feed them and do what God has sent you to do and minister unto all creation, the free gift of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and get off your high horse before you get knocked off like Paul going down Straight Street. And so Jesus found this true and simply said that you are like spoiled brats who can't even play together. The most natural thing there is. You can't even do that. Let alone mourn together, let alone work together. If you can't play together, if you can't laugh together, how could you ever suffer together? Now, I know it was God's purpose that they should lead holy lives, and to do this, they must repent. There is no holiness outside of repenting, and the only holiness you have, by the way, is Jesus Christ. The only measure of any holiness that you'll ever have is because you receive Jesus and his holiness and his righteousness is what covers you. The blood of Jesus Christ covers your nasty old body. Now get it down. Period. Now, the Pharisees were not doing the normal thing. They were doing the abnormal. Sin is abnormality. Always is. It's goodness that's native to us. Isn't it hard to do good? When you get up in the morning, and you've got crusties in your eyes, and you're feeling kind of cranky and mean, nasty. Isn't it hard to do good? Huh? Must be hard for moms. They got to get up and they feel cranky and ornery and so on like that. But they got to fix breakfast for a whole bunch of cranky, ornery kids. It's hard to do good. You know why it's hard to do good? Because it usually isn't appreciated. And in the end, it says that they'll call it good evil and evil good. Now, parents, don't worry about what you have to do. Don't get into that. You're still going to have to do good. Good is a measure of your love. Don't worry about the next guy. Well, I did good. Look how they're treating me. There's a lot of parents in that boat, aren't they? Look, this is the thanks I get for raising that kid. What do? They turn on me. Well, maybe it's a blessing. There's a lot of kids that stick with people and parents till they're 50 years old and they go to college and the last course they take is basket weaving. I mean, hey, they're out of the house. Praise God. Oh, I don't like that. Well, it's the truth though, isn't it? And the truth will set you free, won't it? And what I'm trying to say here is, folks, that don't fall in and think, I did good. Whenever you're doing good, evil is always present. You're fixing your kid breakfast and going on like that. And I don't want it. It's childish. You broke my egg. I wanted Sunny's. Huh? My peas rolled into my meat. I won't eat it. Well, if I wouldn't eat my food, my mother was right there to help me to eat my food, and she would jam it right in my mouth. Oh, you won't, huh? childishness. See, it's goodness that's native in us to do good. Oh, it's so hard. See, it is as natural for an unspoiled heart to love God as it is for an unspoiled child to play. And so the conduct of these Pharisees was not founded upon either conscience or, again, reason. They were refusing to play the game for the same reasons that the children were, because they were childish. And there's a lot of religious leaders right now in the so-called religious community that are very childish. It didn't fit into their clubhouse. It didn't fit into their rules, the royal bully gang. And besides, Jesus was on their turf. And so this childishness didn't die. It's as much alive today as it ever was. The Nancy game, isn't that childish? A whole bunch of people out there goose-stepping. Wasn't that childish? Huh? Or the Russian? Huh? Or the American games? Mom, I love your apple pie. Mom, I love you too. G.I. Joe. Isn't that childish? Yeah, I think it is. The World Council of Churches, isn't that childish? They're all playing games. Well, let's see. What really constitutes a church? Or the Democrats or the Republicans? Isn't that childish when they go... They play their little games and they have... I'm not for anybody, but it's because... No, they got this man, they want to introduce him into a certain job, and then they'll just wait for... Okay, we'll play the waiting game. And then they say, well, we'll get somebody else. And they get somebody else. Yeah, well, he's too dumb. The other was too smart, and this one's too dumb. I mean, I don't know either one of them. I don't care. I'm not into that, but... And we're watching this, and then they get a patriot like... North up there, and then they try to riddle him. Okay, let's see what we can find wrong with him. And they line up their little soldiers, and boom, boom, okay, your turn, boom, boom. And they try to look good on TV, and they say a little speech on there, and then the one runs for president, and then they say, but you know what he did? Well, what do you do? And then someone else comes up, you know what they did? And then the religious community was a beginner of a starting of all this. And they started pointing fingers. And then, you mean to say, and he was on this one show, you mean to say that this happened? And there's this guy that looked like he dropped out of Mars someplace. He has blonde hair that hangs down. Uh-huh. And then that happened. You have witnesses? Uh-huh. And I was looking at it and I thought, God, how childish. The world doesn't even do that. Huh? Isn't that childish? And then we have... The woman come forth, and then she's childish, and the newscasters are childish, and the government is childish, and hey, childlike people just accept each other. I used to have buddies, and I'd accept them, and we'd have a fight one day, and we were childlike. Next day, hey, come on over, we have a black guy. Hey, how's your shiner? How's your Adam's apple? I got you a good one right in the Adam's apple. You can't even talk. I know it. Boy, that really hurt. Wow, huh? But isn't it childish? No, okay. All right. You guys put a hole in our ship. Kuwaiti ain't gonna waity. And they take them, throw a bomb on them. Okay. How do you think that looks in a kingdom of heaven? What do you think it looks like, childish? Not childlike. See, the parents can get in a fight over the children in the sandbox, and the next day the kids want to go right back. Don't you dare go out. Don't you remember what he did to you? But he's my friend. Or maybe the marriage game. It's a game, ain't it? Who's, you go 50%, I'll go 50%. And then they stand right in the middle glaring at each other. 50-50. Isn't there a song like that? Is Sue up here? Downstairs. Okay. Oh, the games people play now. Isn't there a song like that? Oh, the games people play now. Always wanting their own way now. Wanting their own way now. Never happy night and day now. For they can't even play the game now. Ever watch that marriage game on TV? And they get in a fight right on TV. Oh, dummy. Missed out on that icebox. Don't want to call you. And they don't know anything about each other, and that's why they're safe in that show. They put a brand new car up there. What color socks does your husband wear? Green. And, okay, come on out. And your husband wears red, black, or green socks. What color socks do you wear, sir? Oh, I don't wear socks. See? You always wear green socks. Oh, you dummy. Games. Our governments are playing games now, aren't they? Gorbachev is a game. Well, I'm not going to come over now. I was going to come over, but... Well, why don't you think Gorby ain't going to come over, Ron? Well... I don't know. Isn't that a game? Come on, isn't that childish? And they're yelling from the helicopter. Can't hear a thing. And they ask the president, well, is Gorby coming over? Well, I don't know. At least he's smart enough to say he doesn't know, because, see, Gorby doesn't know. But isn't it really funny when you stop to think about it? Isn't it? I mean, some of the things are so funny. It's like a man came in the other night and he said, I'll bet you one thing. I bet you can't stare at me for 10 minutes. I says, I ain't got time to stare at you for 10 minutes. I don't want to look at you at all. Did you hear that, Jim? I said, man, I don't even look at myself for 10 minutes, okay? See, that's just the way I am. You think running this mission down here, you don't have to have a sense of humor? Hey, you didn't wait on me! You're right, I didn't. But I will. You don't have to get childish just because people are childish. I can outstare you. God, see the humor in it, huh? Right? Isn't that right? See the humor in things? Mike is in a big deal right now. What, Mike, maintain your sense of humor. If the thing doesn't go through, falls through instead of falling up, falls out. You're going to have a sense of humor. That's all you're going to have left. Everything else is going to go. I asked my dad years ago, he had two thriving cafes just before the Depression, and he lost both of them. He gave the food away and closed the doors and went out on the street selling cookies. And he was out there, cookies! Come on, get some cookies here. And he was selling cookies, and he went right back in the same cafe and washed glasses in the back on a night shift, and then in daytime he sold cookies. Well, everybody was saying, as if they cared, Steve, hey, you lost everything. Yeah, nice out here, though. You know, sell the cookies out here, go home, play with the kids. Take the apron off, you know. It's nice. I like it. It's pretty nice, you know, for a change. Then he would come home, my mother would say, you've got to be the most simple man that God ever created. And he would just laugh at her. And then she'd have to laugh at herself. I praise God for my folks because I learned a lot from them to have and maintain a sense of humor in the middle of all kinds of strife and different things that come into your life when people will judge you and carry on about your lifestyle and what you did and so on like that. And you just maintain your sense of humor and say, well, they're just childish. Are you hearing this? Isn't childishness happening in our world affairs right now today? I have to say that again. And isn't that what we see in relationships right now? Always wanting the upper hand, the controller, manipulator. Have you ever been around somebody that always wants to control you? Or if they can't control you, they have a way of manipulating you. They know just when to get mad, and they know just when to be happy. And so you got to kind of eggshell around them to make sure. Oh, be careful now. Dad might be having a mood. How is Dad? He's smiling. He's happy. It's going to be a good day today. You listening out there, Dad? Isn't that childish to hold ransom and to try to... Now, they were trying to kidnap Rondi, or what's his name? Rondi? Rondo? Was it... who was that? Stallone? What do they call him? Rocky Rondo? They wanted to hold him hostage. They got the idea from that movie that he had. Yeah. Wasn't Vietnam, wasn't that childish? When you stop and think about it. Aren't all wars childish? Not that sometimes we don't have wars, but I mean all wars in a way, both sides, aren't they childish? Either goose-stepping or looking to the side or Mom, I love you, apple pie. It all boils down to the same thing as childish. And now we have a lot of Vietnamese over here. And you watch them in the lines. And these people have been through real suffering. They've lost Cambodians and they've lost mothers and dads. They've seen them hacked to pieces and their heads chopped off. And even little kids walk through skulls. I mean, there's miles and miles of bones and skulls and ribs and skeletons of people. And the kids walk right through them. And they come over here and you'll see here, they'll be standing out here in these lines. Not that you don't have to discipline people, otherwise they'll start up their own stand off to the side. But I mean, and you'll see people say, them kind of people. Hey, these kind of people. And you can just see the childishness that we act so childish sometimes. And these people have come over here and they've been through all manner of hell. And we might begrudge them something. And so we're the same with everybody. Isn't that right, Jim? Got rules for everybody down there. Everybody comes, it's the same with everybody and treat everybody the same. They get out of line or they try to sneak into line or they cache stuff off to the side by the cases and say, hey, I seen Jim the other day, pick it up and throw it back in the line there. And that's the right way of doing things, isn't it? That's childlike. It's not childish. Hmm. right now. We're so childish right now. We're taking apart all of our guided missiles and everything, but we're saving the part inside, the atom, the explosive part. You know why we're all doing that? Because the outside is getting all rusty and nasty, and we got better guidance systems. So we'll take all that stuff off, childishness, and we'll take it all out and we'll store it. And then somebody makes a wrong move, and we'll put, okay, you asked for it. All right. And they'll have a great big steel arm. Huh? And you know what the Bible says? That this old world is going to be, one-third of all the fish and fowl and everything there is going to be destroyed. And oh, how close we are to it right now. Utility rip-offs? Isn't that awful? It's getting so you don't even want to turn your lights on, and then they send you all pamphlets. How to save electricity? Well, how about how to eat? Turn off your heat. Why don't they write a book like that? How to eat? Turn off your lights. Utilities are at an all-time high. And so they rip you off another way. Then they go ahead and buy insulation companies, and they show you how to, well, if you insulate. That's always your fault. Isn't that childish? You didn't insulate. You opened your door up. You shouldn't open your door up. Crawl out the chimney. Save heat. But isn't that childish when people are cold? Woman come down the other day and she says, my heat's off. Well, they had to hurry up and turn off her heat. It was only $50 behind because, see, then they can leave it off now because there's a certain date set where they can't turn it off for the rest of the winter. And then they wanted me to come down to a thing down there and sit in on a meeting on what do you think we should do with the heat and everything and the lights. And what is your... I didn't want to go down there because I would have made some enemies. Sure would have. Just have to tell it like it is. You people are ripoffs. I'm tired of buying Minnie Gasco swimming outfits so she can go down to Florida in the wintertime and just bathe down there. You know what I mean? But Jesus says... We played a tune and you wouldn't dance to it. We mourned to you, but you didn't weep. Oh, how we play games with each other's lives. What childishness is going on in the churches right now with all the judging and all the criticisms and arguing over who is the greatest and who has the greatest doctrines, quoting scriptures at one another, showing our childishness. Walking around like spoiled kids with fresh arguments brewing in our mouths. Claiming we're this or we're that, or we're walking around with little paper hats and wooden swords saying, I am a prophet of God, or I have the word of knowledge. And so I see right now in our charismatic movement, I see it as at a teenage level right now. What a dangerous age. And I think we will go on the drug of self, the biggest drug that ever was invented. And we'll start to rebel against our Father who art in heaven. We'll become unruly and we'll strike. Many will run away and many have been playing games, selfish games of faith. Selfish games with prosperity and love and commitment. And if you don't dance to their tune, okay, then we won't play with you either, boy. Oh, how we need to grow up in the Church of Jesus Christ and face the issues and face them now that the Lord's return is any moment now. Face the facts and issues. Come off of Fantasy Island and leave the love boat, the nonsense. Maybe we'll have to go to the charismatic teenage detention center or the reform school until we promise God that we'll grow up. My brother and I used to fight by just simply looking at each other. We get in a fight. But then we turned teenagers, and I remember one time he was a He was 15, I was 16, and we got into a wing ding in the cafe, and pert near killed each other. Because we were used to fighting until the one said, I give. Nobody gave. And eyes were black, and teeth marks were on the arms, and hair was in each other's hands. And finally, we come to the realization that we had grown up and we couldn't fight anymore. No, we need each one to do our share, pull our load, stop criticizing. See, criticism, after all, is only a smokescreen to hide our childishness. I think the same spirit of childishness is often operates towards destruction of the home. I think that's the cause of many divorces. This is that one can't give over the other, and I know what I'm talking about there. Where one doesn't want to come into the particular type of ministry that you're in. Well, what do you choose? What do you do? Are you going to be childlike and trust in God? Or are you going to be childish and just go on arguing and fighting and bickering and carrying on? Oh, my God. Getting kind of quiet in here, isn't it? See, there's a lot of truth that you learn through the hard knocks and through experiences that no one else will know. Say amen. I'll lock this message up today, but I'll tell you something. There's a lot of childishness going on, isn't there? Maybe it's because of the pressure of the diapers and the pins and the neighbors and the grocery bills and the in-laws. Maybe the husband has lead in his pants. Maybe he's a coffee slurper. Maybe a wife, he has a wife that's walking around with fluffy footwear on and an old house coat and pop cans in her hair at 4:15 in the afternoon. Or maybe the husband, whose hobby is sleeping. And there's so many men right now that do nothing. They just sleep and sleep and sleep and get up and yawn and get up and then go to the couch and get up and eat and go back to bed. I don't know what it is, but it's childishness. It's littleness on the part of the wife or the part of the husband. It's littleness. It's childishness. Now, a little baby sometimes is fretful, but they never make life too hard to go on. But a big baby, I believe, is impossible. Sometimes people are even divided in Jesus and they're jealous of Jesus. Well, Jesus this, Jesus that, and they can't get together with what Jesus is saying. And so what lies behind this childishness that keeps us from playing the game of life and closing? Maybe we're too tired. Preachers, if you're too tired, take a nap. Go and take it. What I do, I get too tired. I can close my eyes and take a 10-minute nap and then get up, because you're not fit for man or beast when you're tired, just like a child. You know how children are when they're too tired? Always crying. How about your children? When they're too tired, how do they act? Are they whiny and mean? Put your hands up in here. Are they whiny and mean and complaining? Maybe you need a rest, folks. Maybe, preacher, you need to just sit down, take a cat nap at least. Maybe you need a break. Maybe you need a rest. I didn't say fly to the Bahamas. People are always trying to get me to take a trip. I've been prophesied over. People have seen me in jungle gym pants and one of those round hats and a riding crop and long brown socks and brown shoes, and they've seen me in all that because they want to get rid of you sometimes. Are you hearing this? And so many times people are simply too tired. They fret from weariness. Maybe you're listening here, your nerves are like popping popcorn. Maybe your nerves are like nails across a blackboard, or maybe you're like Elijah who lied weary under the juniper tree. Why me, Lord? Maybe you're just too dang tired. Maybe you're the alcoholic out there that's been babied all your life. Maybe we should take and put nipples on your whiskey jugs. Maybe sometimes we should take... When I was an alcoholic, so I know from whence I speak. Maybe sometimes you should just give your husband what he wants and just say, here, the door is locked and you can't come in the house, but here's a great big 50-gallon bottle and there's a big nipple on it. Just go off someplace until you get good and sick of it. Or here's a playpen and here's a dirty blanket you can put carry behind yourself and you can nini nana noo no down the road, see? Because we're not going to put up with it in this house, okay? And maybe we're hungry. Maybe we're hungry for the Word of God. Maybe we're hungry for some kind of leadership. And when a baby is hungry, boy, let me tell you something, they are mean. And I'll close this message, but I remember a very the story about Naaman, just in closing here. You remember that story? That Naaman went, and he went to Elijah, and he got there with his chariots and all of his finery and everything, and he was very childish. And he got up there and he said, tell him I'm here! And he's holding back on these steeds. The servant runs in, talks to Elijah, comes back out and says, he says, go jump in the river. Not one time, seven times. And he says, what? Well, you tell that old man in there that I can take a bath in the Banna River. I don't have to, or other rivers, I don't have to. Parfar, I can take another river. I don't have to listen to him, see. And so he was very childish. Here he is standing with all these sores and his hair falling out in clumps and sores on his ankles and the backs of his knees and the fronts of his knees, under his armpits, inside his mouth and up in his eyes. I mean, he was a miserable mess. Get the picture? And so he takes off and he starts whipping these horses and he's going and there's just a cloud of smoke and he's going down the road. And the servant that came out to talk to him, he hotwires one of these chariots. Gets in there and hotwires it, see, because he went against what Elijah said. He hotwired. He's seen an opportunity there, see. I want to catch this guy because he's good for a few bucks down the line. So he hotwires this chariot and he takes off after him. And he says, you know what? You're very childish. All you have to do, now if it was some great thing that you had to do, you'd do it. But see, it's a very simple thing. All you have to do is go take a bath. And you can't do that. So what seems, because of your pride, see, what seemingly seems to be a little thing is a great thing to you, because it'd break in on your pride and your stature and your wonderful standing as a great and mighty warrior. And so he went down and he listened to what the prophet had to say and the servant had to say, and he dipped himself seven times in the river. And he came up with baby's flesh, it says. Maybe a lot of us need to go jump in the lake, jump in the river. Maybe somebody needs to tell us, go take a jump in the river, will you? And just humble ourselves and just, you know, accept it like a child. You see the goodness of God. And even Naaman, when he went back, he was allowed to go in and sit in ministry with his king in there that didn't worship God even, but he loved God. Maybe that's what we need to do. Just humble ourselves. Stop being childish and just say, okay, I'll do it. And be childlike and say, okay, if you say so. All right, mommy. Okay, daddy. And just be childlike. Isn't it nice when your children are childlike and they just automatically obey? Okay. All right. And they just obey and just go down and take their seven dips and come up brand new. Still got flesh covering our bodies, but it's new flesh. Jesus, I want to thank you for this audience that's here today. I want to thank you for the radio ministry. I want to thank you for the people and the food that's coming in. God, we just ask that you bless each one that's here today. God, help us now in this day and age when we do not need to be childish, Lord, that we lay aside those childish things and become childlike, Lord, that we would obey you like a child in Jesus' name and have the jump and joy of Jesus in simply obeying the Father and not getting into contention and rivalry and gossip and complaining and all of these critical attitudes, Lord, that we would drop them and we would become childlike and like children at play, Lord, and do the most natural thing there is, obey the Father and have a good time doing it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Is there anyone here today that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior? No. Just quickly walk through this vast audience that's here today. Anybody that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior? Are you born again? Yep. I asked you that last time. Just got to put my glasses on. Yep, you are. How about you girls? Okay. You know, you came to the right place. You came to the right place. Let me through here. You know what? It says, woe be it, Paul says, to the preacher that doesn't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know what? I'm really glad that you came here today. You know why I'm glad you came here today, you people? I'll tell you why I'm glad you came here. You're great listeners. You're great listeners. You listen to everything. And boy, that means a lot, because when people listen, they hear. And when they hear, they heed. Learn. They learn. Just pray with me, will you? Can we, kids? Pray right after me and say, Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. And baptize me in God's Holy Spirit. And with a new language, I'll praise your holy name. Praise God, I'm saved and filled with God's Holy Spirit. Amen. Young man, what's your name?
Doc.
Doc, and what's your name, honey?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. Yes, you're glad you came today.
Yeah,
talk
to me.
You want to talk to me after? Sure. We always got time to talk, don't we? So glad you came today. Huh? Things are just going to be looking up for you, you know what I mean? Well, you guys just came in like children, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Okay, let's hear it for these two young people.
There you have it. That was episode 314. That was part two to children. Be sure to join us every Friday for part one and every Sunday for part two of Pastor Paul's podcast. If you missed part one, just go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts, show notes, and check out those scripture links. Join us next Friday for episode 315, part one, Mistakes. Ooh, we've made a few of those. Have a beautiful week, and God bless you.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay. Joyful, may your song always be sung, and may you